Whoever stole the snowman from our porch last night, please come back and take the baby Jesus. You obviously need him more than we do. But I hope you know the star that followed him now follows you. Please leave Mary and the donkey so she'll get used to missing him on the long trip back from Egypt. You must have children too you want to cherish and amaze, but no gifts to bring, no kings, these humbug Christmas days.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Very nice.
And this one is called Once a Year, Valentine. In the curious fable of the palm trees, who all longed to be ballet dancers, with their long legs and swirling skirts arranged in lines along the beach, there came a windy choreographer who sketched a pattern in the sand once a year on Christmas Day. It was where a baby lay, cast up by the churning waves, a magic boy who granted wishes when the palms began to sway. And to their dancing added voices that rose in praise from far away, once a year on Christmas Day. Called Christmas Lights, Valentine. One of our neighbors down the street hired a crane to cover his enormous ficus tree with colored lights last week. It looked like a giant wig wearing a crown of sparkling gems. But as if that wasn't enough, he lit up the yard and entire house until it resembled that candied hut Hansel and Gretel would soon arrive to nibble on and wake the witch. And instead of shepherds and kings, he planted a skeleton tall as the roof, whose eyes are glowing coals, its hand lunging for a falling star.